Today is Friday, May 20th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It's been a busy day today, but let's back up. Of course Sydney is barking. I can't close the door because Mark is not here. And I start recording, and of course she decides to start barking. And she's up here. Not only is she barking, but she's up here with me. So yesterday, I had a relatively relaxing evening yesterday. I did work out. I walked Sydney. I recorded. I did all the stuff that I have to do. And I had already done the Pride 48 stuff, which, by the way, we have a State of the Station tonight, but by the time I release this, no one is going to listen to this before State of the Station. But in case you do, State of the Station is at 10 p.m. Eastern tonight. We'll go over a few more dates, talk more about the event, and, make it short and sweet and release it out into the feed so that anyone who can't make the live show will be able to listen to it, on the feed. So anyway, and then I started a new show. I decided it's a legal show and Mark doesn't like those as much as I. We are such a couple that watches stuff together that anytime we're apart, we have to find things that we don't think the other one is going to be interested in. He had the same problem. He's in a hotel room and he's looking for things to watch and he's like, would you be interested in this? Would you be interested in that? I want to watch something. And I got Taco Bell for dinner. Because the Mexican pizza, it wasn't on my, air quotes, diet, because I'm not really, I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm loosely trying this 16-8 fasting, but I don't know how long I'm going to be able to last on that because on weekends, for instance, I like to get breakfast and a lot of times I like to get a fast food breakfast, but they stop serving breakfast at 10:30 at most fast food places. And a 16-8, I need to not eat until noon. So what am I going to do? Go pick up breakfast and just leave it on the counter until noon and let it get cold and stale? And we normally eat around 8 o'clock. So eating, so it's just, it's backwards from the way I normally would eat. But anyway, I've done it all week, but I picked up, Pizza Hut last night because I'm not a huge, did I say Pizza Hut? Taco Bell. I'm not a huge fan of Taco Bell. Like, it's not something I crave. Taco Bell is one of those places that, like, if we have nothing else, I don't want to cook. We've had every other type of food there is. I want something fast. Then we will go to Taco Bell. I don't hate it, but it's not like I love it. I don't really crave it that often. But the one thing on their menu that I absolutely love, and I got it every single time that I went to Taco Bell, was the Mexican pizza. And they got rid of it. Like I told you guys, they got rid of it. And so I decided I was going to get it last night. And so I ordered it on the app. I thought, since it's the first day, that they're releasing it to the general public, they got rid of it. And then they brought it back yesterday. And so I thought, I might have issues, but I'm going to try. I don't have really good luck with fast food places. It's just, normally, there are always issues no matter what I do, but I thought, I'm going to try. So I went on the app and I ordered two Mexican pizzas because normally I would order one Mexican pizza and a few other things, but I ordered two Mexican pizzas and one taco and cinnamon twists, no drink, nothing else. So, and I order it and I get there and there's such a long line in the drive-thru. Now I've already ordered, but Taco Bell is kind of smart about this. They have a separate mobile order line so that if you ordered on the app, you go in a completely different line. So a lot of people don't use the app. So generally if you use the app, it's a, you know, it's a benefit because the line is shorter because no one else hardly uses the app, at least here. A lot of people, I don't see a lot of people using the app here for the fast food places. And so I had done that, but I look and the line is, you know, 4 or 5 cars long on both lines. And my order had been in for a while, so I thought it would probably be ready fairly soon. So I decided, you know what, I'm just going to try and go inside. So I went inside and I said, hey, I ordered online and I selected drive-thru, but is there any way I can pick it up on the inside? And she said, yeah, that's fine, but it's going to be a little while. Everybody in there was getting Mexican pizzas. A family came in after me. They ordered Mexican pizzas. There were a couple was sitting there waiting on their order. They got Mexican pizzas. A guy came in later. He ordered Mexican pizzas. I bet everyone in the line was ordering. I mean, it was like, I guess it was smart for Taco Bell. Anyway, I didn't wait too long. I probably waited somewhere between 5 and 10 minutes, which is not a short wait, but, you know, I kind of expected to have an issue because, you know, first day back of an item that people loved. Brought it home. And I loved it. I tasted of it. I had read an article that said they had made a change to the tortilla that they use, that it didn't taste quite the same. And I didn't really notice, maybe I never really paid that much of attention to what the tortilla tasted like, but to me, it was good. And it was how I remembered it, maybe even better than I remembered it. Then I watched Lincoln Lawyer, which I don't think I ever said the name of earlier when I was talking about it. And I didn't think Mark would be interested in it. So I watched, 3 or 4 episodes of that. And that was pretty much it for the evening. I went to bed. Sydney and I'd let Sydney out to do her business. And then we went to bed around 11:30, I guess. Which is actually good for me because normally if I'm alone, because Mark was always an early to bed. So, and I'm telling you guys, when I met him, he would be in bed by 9 or 9:30. And I have slowly over the 10 years that he and I have been together, more than 10, but we've been boyfriends for 10. We were dating for probably 6 months prior to that before we actually officially called each other boyfriends. But anyway, I've been slowly working on him, you know, and having him stay up just a little bit later and a little bit later. And I've worked him up to, you know, we're in bed around 11:30. We watch James Corden in bed and then we go to sleep. But and so normally when he's gone, I'd be like, woohoo, you know, I stay up till 1 o'clock. But I was sleepy and it was bedtime and I had work today. So I thought, you know what, I'll be responsible. So I went to bed. And anyway, so then today I worked. It was a slow day. I mean, I had several meetings, but nothing too difficult. And just kind of took it slow. And then I ended work a little bit early. I ended about 4:30. And I decided I was going to do some chores. So I decided, you know what, I've got to mow the yard because it's started. I started last weekend. And once you start, that's it. You've started. Like, you can't stop. I guess Mark's going to have to mow while I'm in Alaska because I won't be here. But I thought, okay, I've got to record a podcast. I want to mow just the front yard because it takes about 2 to 2.5 hours to mow the entire yard. But the front yard is small, so it only takes 30 to 45 minutes. And when I say mow, I mean mow, edge, weed eat, and blow, like all of it. So I decided, and that sounds sexual, but it's not. Anyway, I decided I'm going to just do the front yard today, and then tomorrow, I'll wait until about 10 a.m., and then I'll do the backyard. It's hard to find a time when it's good to mow, because you don't want to mow too early, because it's still wet, and it's messy, and the grass doesn't get cut very well, and it's just not good. You don't want to go too late for a similar reason. But if you go in the middle of the day, it's too hot for both you and the grass, so it's hard to find a time that's perfect. But I'm going to try around 10 a.m. and see if it's dry enough. And but anyway, so I mowed. That took about 45 minutes. Then I walked Sydney. So we got that out of the way. And so we had a nice little walk, and then I showered because I was sweaty and nasty and had grass on my legs and stuff. And so then I took a shower, and now I'm recording. And so then after I record, I'm going to edit and post it really quick. And I have to eat. So I have leftover adobo chicken from, I don't know, earlier this week. And I'm going to make some ramen noodles, have adobo chicken over noodles. And I got to get that done before 8 because that's when my fasting starts. And then we have State of the Station later and Mix Minus, and that's my evening. So, and I don't have anything huge planned for the weekend. I'm going to really try to stay out of crowds. I've got to start packing, make sure there's nothing I'm missing, but I don't want to be in a lot of crowded situations. So I'm going to try to hang around the house as much as possible. And then 2 days and then the cruise. So, you know, well, not the cruise on Wednesday, but I'm leaving on Wednesday. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good weekend. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.